Hey y'all,
welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. My name is Ingrid, your host, and yeah, let's get into this new episode. So y'all, like, honestly, for this episode I was kind of like tripping out because I'm like talking to God, like, what am I gonna talk about in this episode? And I knew kind of like a general idea would be like relationship, but I really didn't know in depth like what this would be about. So on this episode, I'm just gonna basically let you guys know what's been going on, not necessarily in detail about what's going on in my life, but what I've been hearing from the past week. I want to say like a week to 2 weeks, but really this past week, every single day, I've literally been hearing like the same message. God, like, you could have left me, or you never left me, or after all the things that I've done, God, you didn't leave me. I've literally been hearing this message from, it could be a sermon, it could be a song, it could be just having conversations, and it's just like literally most of the conversations that I've been having, or the music that I've been listening to, or just clips of things. What has really been standing out to me is the fact that after all the things that we have done, after all the mess that, you know, like, life has brought us, and or we have brought God, honestly, God ain't never leave us. Like, God literally has reason to leave, but he has never left us. And so I just want to speak today on that point of view, because I know, like, a lot of us, we go through things in life. Like, life is hard. Like, let's be honest, life be life in, and sometimes it just seems like God isn't there, or you just feel like you are by yourself, or you feel like, why this had to happen to me? And so it just be like a lonely place. But the reality, or the truth, really is the opposite of what it appears to be. So today, as I was like asking God, like, I was in prayer, I was asking God, like, you know, like, what do you want me to talk about? You know, like, give me the notes, give me the notes, or give me where I need to go in scripture. And I didn't get an answer right away, but I honestly, y'all, like, probably, I want to say like an hour ago, I was just sitting down, just talking to God. And today I was reading from Genesis. I was studying a little bit of Genesis. And so, like, God led me to Genesis 3. And I'm reading Genesis 3 and I'm just like, okay, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. You're going to have to fill me in. I mean, like, I've read this a lot of times, and I know that, you know, the enemy tricked Eve into eating the apple. And so I'm just like, okay, like, what does this have to do with relationship? Like, it wasn't adding up to me. So I just kept reading it over and over again, and I'm like, dang, like, you know, like, what am I missing? And I've heard like messages on this passage and how they talked about, you know, like, what the goal of the enemy was, to basically for us to not really trust God, or not really, yeah, trust what God said, or have us question, like, what the enemy did in the beginning was have us questioning what God told Eve, what God told Adam, really, in the beginning. So I want to read today from Genesis 3, verse 1 through 11. I'm going to ask y'all to hold on tight, because I do want to read the whole thing, and I want to read it in the Message version. It may not even be that long, but Genesis 3, verse 1. It says, "The serpent was clever, more clever than any wild animal God had made. He spoke to the woman, 'Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'Not at all. We can eat from the trees in the garden. It's only about the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it or you'll die.' The serpent told the woman, 'You won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil.'" So I'm going to just stop right here. Stop at verse 5. So as we could see in the beginning, the enemy came and was just like, "Do you really believe? I know God told you this, but do you really trust what you heard? Because I don't think that's what God said." And so in this interaction with the serpent and Eve, the enemy was basically trying to convince her that she didn't hear the right thing, and also to convince her to not trust God, to not trust what he said, and basically paint God to be disloyal, or just like a God that's trying to hide something from her. With good reason, God didn't want them to eat the tree because he didn't want them to know everything for a reason. And so when the serpent did this, he introduced evil. He introduced distrust of God, distrust of what God had already spoken, and basically distrust God's judgment. When a woman saw that the tree looked like good eating and realized what she would get out of it, she'd know everything. She took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband, and he ate. Immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on, saw themselves naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden, hid from God. God called to the man, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree I told you not to eat from?" So in this passage, we could see that, well, in the rest of the passage, Eve eats the fruit because it looked good to eat. And she also convinced, the enemy convinced her, and she convinced her husband to eat of the tree. And after they ate of the tree, they really did see what was really going on. Like, they had knowledge of good and evil. They had knowledge that God didn't want them to have. And that knowledge made them cover up. That knowledge told them something contrary to what God wanted them to believe. And so they were naked. To them, they were naked, so they covered themselves. But as they did that, God came looking for them. Like, God came looking for them. It's not that like he didn't know what happened. It's not like he didn't know that they ate the fruit. But he came looking for them, and he asked them, you know, like, he asked them, "Where are you? Like, where you at?" And so Adam says, "I heard you, but I was afraid because I was naked and I hid." And God, like, "Who told you you was naked? Like, you ate from the tree?" God gave them the opportunity, gave Adam the opportunity, you know, like, "Tell me the truth. Like, what happened? Even though I already know what happened, like, I want to hear, you know, what you got to say." Now, as I was reading this, like, as you read it for what it is, you read it for what it says. But as I was reading it, I just, like, was seeing what the serpent was saying in different ways. The first thing that he said, he spoke to Eve. He was like, "Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden?" That was him questioning to Eve what God had told her. Basically confusing her, like, did God really say that? Like, do you understand what God said? Do you really understand what he said? she basically telling him, like, you know what God said. The next thing he said was, you won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil. Matter of fact, what God is really doing, he's trying to hide the truth from you. So I think you should eat this. Like, I don't think you should trust what God really said. Or matter of fact, I don't think you should trust what you think God said. This is him, like, basically convincing her, like, I don't think you really understood what God said. And I don't think you should. As a matter of fact, God, he ain't being real right now. Like, he not telling you the whole truth. Even in another version, the serpent says, did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden? It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we're not allowed to eat, she said. He like, you won't die. Do whatever you want to do. Like, basically, go out. You grown. Eat the fruit. Like, you're not going to die. Like, God said that they would die. But the serpent convinced her, like, man, God just saying that. Like, you're not really going to die. Sowing the fact that they shouldn't trust God. It's like the serpent was really saying, you don't see what you went through just now? You think God still love you? You don't see how, like, you don't see how you feel right now? You think God's still with you? Even though God said he's always with you and he would never leave or forsake you. It's like, as I was reading the scripture, it was just like, did God really say? Do God really love you? Do God really care about you? That's really how the enemy be coming in our lives to just convince us otherwise of what God says about us. Did God really know the plans that he had for you before you were in your mother's womb? Is God really good? If he's allowing a lot of these things to happen, is God this? Is God that? And we start to question who God is. We start to question whether God is still a good God, whether I can trust God, whether God is on my side, whether God is always here for me, whether God is capable of fighting this fight for me. We start to question God so much, to the point where we walk away from God altogether, not knowing that little seed that was planted in your head by the enemy, or that thought that you had, or even the circumstances, even if it's not the enemy, your circumstances is speaking to you. You ain't got it all right now. You think God love you? Why he ain't give you money by now? Oh, you just lost so and so. You think God love you? Why would he let that happen? Oh, you in a bad place right now. Oh, you depressed. You think God love you? Why he ain't get you out of depression by now? Not only does the enemy speak to us, he speaks to us through our circumstances. Our circumstances speak to us also. Our mind speaks to us also. Because, to be real, and I can attest to this myself, I think logically. Like, if I feel like 1 + 1 = 2, that's just what it is. So it's like, okay, if this is happening in my life, why are all of these things happening in my life consecutively? Is God still in my life? Like, is God still here? He say he always here, but it don't feel like it. We start to lean on our emotions. We start to lean on the things that we can see, not knowing that even though things are happening right now, even though life is tough right now, God is in the background. He's working things out for my good. He knows what I need. He even sends people. He sends a plane. He sends a bus. He sends an Uber driver. He speaks to us through different things. But because of one seed that was planted, because I'm going through X, Y, and Z, I can't believe that. I can't believe that God will put me in this predicament. I can't trust you, God. And I can honestly say for myself, like, it's been hard to trust God, especially going through difficult times. It's like, how can I trust you? How can I put my total trust in you, or trust that you will work things out for my good when there's a possibility that there's difficulties, when there's a possibility that I may be disappointing, when there's a possibility that you won't do it the way that I thought you would have done it. These things speak to us louder than us hearing from God. But these past few days, literally, I'm like telling y'all, all I've been hearing is, you never left. You never left me. You never left me. You could have left me after all the things that I did. If we really think about it, the things that we do, a lot of the things that we've done in our life, God really had a right to give up on us, but he chose not to. And it's something to be grateful for. I know that life could be laughing right now. I know that things are hard. I know that it's difficult to see past what's going on. But the truth is, God is still good. God ain't never leave you. God was always there. He was there through the pain. He was there through the tears. He was there when things were happening. And believe it or not, God don't be, he don't be like sitting back like, oh, I want this to happen all the time. Like, I want this to happen, or he not sad, or he not crying with us, or he not in pain that he has to see us in pain. It be a lie of the enemy telling us that God don't love us, that God, we shouldn't trust God. And we could see in Genesis 3, this was the first time where God, where relationship with God was tested, where trust in God was tested. It's like, do you trust what God really told you? Do you trust what you heard? Did you hear the right thing? And it's like, when you're in relationship with somebody, you know that person. And so if you tight with somebody, can't nobody tell you about that person, because you know that person for yourself. Especially in our hard times, we got to understand that our relationship with God is going to be tested. The enemy would love for us to walk away from God. He would love for us to be convinced that God is not there for us. In verse 8 and 9, it shows that God came looking for them. God knew what they did, and he honestly could have just been like, I'm done. I'm done with y'all. Like, I told y'all, Adam, I told you, y'all can't eat from that tree, but y'all went to go eat from that tree, so I'm done with y'all. Like, he could have wiped them out right then and there. He could have not looked for them, but he came looking for them. Because what? He had a relationship with them. He had a love for them. Like, his love for them was unconditional. He loved his children. And so when we're going through our difficult times, know that God be looking for us. Know that God be yearning for us to come to him, to run to him. Even in our darkest times, he want us to come and tell him how we feel, or cry on his shoulder, or express to him how we feel in that moment, to bring that hurt to him, to bring that pain, to bring that frustration, to bring that sadness, to bring, you know, everything to him. Like, he's yearning for that. But because of our circumstances, because of what the enemy is telling us, because of the seeds, the bad seeds that are planted in our heads, we begin to be fully convinced that we can't trust God. God don't love us. God will leave and forsake us. God ain't good. God is evil. God, you know, like, we start to be convinced of so many things about God that aren't true. And so those seeds begin to sow discord in our relationship with God, when the person that we really should be running to is God. And we see in verse 9, he came and he asked him, you know, where are you? And Adam replied, like, I feel naked, so I was hiding from you. I was hiding from you because of what we've done and how we are exposed now. Like, I was hiding from you. And God, like, who told y'all that? it's like when those thoughts come and they tell us God don't love you. God, like, who told you that? I ain't tell you that. I never told you that. So where did you get that from? And so there are lies that we have took and ran with that we need to go back to and be like, where I got that from? Who said God was a bad God? Who said God left me? Who said God don't really care about me? Who said I can't trust God? What said I can't trust God? Man, when we really think about our lives, when we really switch our perspectives and just be like, dang, God, I did this, but you ain't never leave me. We could do the worst of the worst and God will not leave us. You can be a murderer. Like, literally, if you read the Bible, y'all, I like to say, like, Bible, the Bible have tea. The Bible got the real tea. Like, it's a lot of crazy things that has happened and God still be right there with them. God still love them. God still be speaking to them. God still provide for them. God still give them food to eat. God still, you know, like, is making ways out of no ways. And we don't see that. We don't see that. It literally doesn't matter what you have done. God will always be there for you. And whatever says contrary to that is a lie. And we have to go back to those times where, or those moments or those circumstances, like, okay, so where did I get this from? Why am I clinging on to this? When really the actuality through everything, God be right there for us. It's a song that I've been listening to like almost every day. And it's called You Remain by Todd Galbraith and Chandler Moore. It's that song and it's coupled with a song called You Won't Let Go. And in that song, it's like, God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful you ain't leave me. You still here. Through it all. Through the trials and tribulations. I know, like, sometimes when we go through things, we feel like everybody turned their backs on us. We feel like people don't understand what we're going through. We feel like, I don't know if I could talk to this person. We feel like alone, sad, depressed. And in those dark times, man, those be the times where the enemy will come and tell you, you are all by yourself. Look around you. Ain't nobody here. You can't trust nobody. And then you start to look at God like, I don't know if I could trust you. I don't know if I could trust what your word says. I know what you said, but it don't feel like that right now. Our emotions, our feelings be a lie to us sometimes. Like, it lies or it makes us feel something that's not really true. And so you could feel alone and that's a valid feeling. But what is the truth? Like, we really got to look to see what the truth is. And also something else that the song says that I remember all the time. He's just like, you had so many reasons to leave, but you're still here with me. Man. I just hope that truth kind of overshadows everything else. It overshadows any lie. It overshadows anything that the enemy has said. And I just want to read something to you guys that I wrote literally before I recorded the podcast. And it was just like, man, like, my heart got heavy because earlier today, I don't be on Twitter like that, but I was on Twitter and like I seen a guy that was like really going through it that I went to school with before. And he's just like confessing that he want to give up on life and how like you know, like, he basically want to end it all. And it's people telling him, like, no, don't do it. And it's just, like, honest, the end of the year, we in November now. The end of the year be crazy, man. The enemy do not be wanting us to make it. Whether it's through other people doing it or just through ourselves, like suicide or killings, murders, and things of that sort. So it's like, especially in these times, we really gotta hold on to God. And through it all, however we feel, it's like we just gotta bring that to God. But I just want to read this. I felt like this so heavy in my spirit, man, and it kind of made me sad a little bit, grieved a little bit. I had like a heavy heart even writing this, because it's like, man, it's so true. The enemy is trying to convince people to not trust God. There are people literally wanting to give up because the enemy has been good at convincing people that God cannot be trusted and that what he has spoken over them isn't enough. What he has spoken over us isn't enough. That God isn't enough. That no one is there when, in fact, the whole time God has never left. He's actually been reaching out to us, but our circumstances has overshadowed that truth. He always been there. Will always be there. Through the good and bad, he has never changed. He never changes from good to bad. Whether we believe it or not, holding on to God through it all is the best thing we can do. Doing it by ourselves won't hold up in the end. We're vulnerable to those thoughts that convince us that God isn't there, that he doesn't care when he does. He wants us to come to him through all of our emotions. Mad, angry, sad, depressed. God can handle it. What happens to us isn't always orchestrated by God. But truth is, he is here to help us through it, because beyond what we can see, he's working it all for our good. What was meant to destroy us will build us back together. What was meant to take us out won't have the power to. If we could just stick it out in our relationship with him, it won't take us out. You can talk to him about anything, how you feel. He can take it more than anyone else. Just let him know. This is having a relationship with God. Even when you're going through your toughest battle, even when you're going through the worst thing imaginable, God will always be accessible. God will always be there to hear us out. He's always available, literally. Whether you're mad, angry at him, whatever it is, man, it be hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's hard and tough to take those emotions to God sometimes, especially when you don't want to talk to him, especially when you're hurt, especially when you feel hurt by him. It's like, I don't want to talk to you right now, God. But there is no better place to go. There is no better person to talk to than to God. And so, no matter how you feel right now, no matter how I feel right now, I can always go to God. Whether you feel like your relationship with him has taken a toll or not, you can still go back to God. If you really think about it, in a relationship that you have with people, it's not always peaches and cream. You don't always agree with everything they say. Sometimes you don't want to talk to them. Like, you might take a break from them, and that's okay. But at some point, you go back in that relationship. If that's a relationship that you value, if that's a relationship that means a lot to you, you're not just going to throw it away. Sometimes we just got to talk things out with that person. And so, even if you feel hurt by God right now, even if you feel like, it's been times, y'all. Literally, it's been times where I've been mad at God, But it was no other person that I wanted to turn to. I remember I wrote something one day and I was just like, you're the last person I want to talk to right now, but you're the only person that I feel like I could talk to right now. And I just wrote out how I felt in that moment. Relationships go through its ups and its downs. A relationship ain't gonna always be 100% perfect. Sometimes starting out in a relationship, you might not even trust that person. But you stick it out. You see if that person is trustworthy. And so I challenge you today to think about those times where God could have turned his back on you and he never did. Those times where you messed up. Those times where you was outdoing you. Those times where you may have done the worst thing, like something that you feel like you can't even tell nobody what you did. But God was still there. You still heard God's voice. Even if you didn't hear God's voice, somebody came to you. He spoke to you through a person. He spoke to you through a sign. He may have spoke to you through something so small, water, a tree, a bird, something. God will always be there. And to be honest, a lot of the times, especially in our difficult times, like those times we turn our backs on God and he still be there to accept us with open arms. But on the other side of things, God never leaves us. He don't never turn his back on us. He don't never say, yeah, you sinned real bad. I'm gonna be back later. Like, I'm gonna come back when you get right. No. That man be right there. God be right there waiting on us to come to him. He be waiting on us. We be feeling like God turned his back on us. But the truth be, he be right there. All the time. It's times where you feel like, dang God, where you went? And it's really, no, where did you go? Because you'll find God back at that same spot that he was at. I just challenge us to go to God. Even in these times, even in a time that seems so difficult to go to God anyway. You mad? Tell him you mad. You hurt by him? Tell him you hurt. But there's nobody more trustworthy than he is. And I feel like in my relationship with God right now, I'm rebuilding that trust in him. Learning how to trust him again, because I was hurt by God. I felt like I couldn't trust him. I didn't know what to believe. I mean, like, God is always good. One thing about it, I could walk away. I can turn my back. I can take a break or whatever it is I call it. But God is still good no matter what. No matter what. He created us. He literally created us. It's like, you can't trust. It's no way you could trust your boyfriend or your girlfriend more than God, because that person is bound to mess up. But even when we feel hurt by God, he don't never mess up. He don't never mean anything for our evil. You might feel like you can't trust your mom, you can't trust your dad, or you can't trust, you know, certain friends around you, but nothing that God does is for our bad. He wants the best for us, and sometimes things happen, but he's always working it out for our good. So I just want to close out with this and just say, go back to God. For those of us who have left, for those of us that have felt like we couldn't trust God, rebuild that bond. Ask God to teach you how to trust him. But in a relationship with him, the first thing we got to do is be real with him. We got to let him know how we feel. We can't be fake with him. We can't act like everything is all good and it just be like that. You got to be real with that person and you got to trust that person. And so, whatever's on your chest, whatever you may be going through right now, go to him with it. Write it out. Put it in a song. Whatever you need to do, do that. If you need to talk to God in the shower, while you're in the car, whatever it takes, just talk to God and go to him with everything that's weighing on you right now. Because God doesn't desire for any to be lost. He will literally leave the 99 just for you. And so, the whole moral of this podcast episode is to be real with God. Be real with him and don't allow the enemy to plant seeds that will get in between your relationship with him, or plant lies that won't allow you to trust him. Because it is what it is. God is good, God is faithful, and God is trustworthy. You can trust him. You can trust him with your darkest secrets. You can trust him with your feelings. You can trust him with all of that. So, this is the end of the episode. I really didn't think that it was going to be this long, but it ended up being long anyway. I was really going to start the episode and be like, y'all, I don't think it's going to be long, because I really didn't know what I was going to be talking about. But, yeah. Go back to your dad. I remember they used to tell me that when I used to be having my fits, like my friends, they'd be like, go back to your dad. Like, go talk to your dad. I'll be missing God and I'll be telling everybody else but him that I miss him. But this is the end of the episode. I hope that this episode encouraged somebody to just rebuild your relationship back with God, or to build a relationship with God, and to be cautious and to be aware of the devices of the enemy, and to keep living, man. Like, keep holding on to God. You can't do this by yourself. You have to hold on to God no matter what. And in order to do that, for those of us that, you don't have beef with God, it's like you have to be real with him. Like, yo, God, I got beef with you. I ain't like what you did, or I ain't like how this happened. You're gonna have to be real with him. And it's okay. It's okay to be mad. That's how a relationship is. Like, nobody said in a relationship you couldn't be mad, or you couldn't tell that person how you felt. So, I will see y'all on the next episode. Later, y'all.